Rajas Bahar. The city of Yova comes up here.
And Pasuk Ches.
The Pasuk of Sviras HaYovel. V'Safarta Lecha Sheva Shabsos Shanim Sheva Shanim Sheva Pa'amim V'Hayu Lecha Yimei Sheva Shabsos HaShanim Teisha V'Arboim Shana. There's Yitur HaKra. What seems to be Yitur HaKra. And there's an inning of Svira said by Yovel. What is the Svira by Yovel? Is it Dome Mamish to the Svira of the Svartan? Lachem by Svira Sa'omer? What's the Tsuras minion? How do you count Svira Sa'yovel? Is it with the Shemitas and the Shanim the same way you have the Shavuas and the Yomim by Svira Sa'omer? You make a bracha in the Svira. Who makes this bracha? Who makes the Svira? If there is a Svira, those are some of the questions look into for Sviras HaYovel. So there's a Ramban, not in Bahar, but in Emor, by Sviras HaOmer. Ramban, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, and Pasuk Vesfartim Lachem, it says, Azai, Shiyimna Befiv, yeah, Vesfartim Lachem, it says, Shiyimna Befiv, count Sviras HaOmer with your mouth. The Yazkir Cheshbono, to mention the Cheshbon of Sviras HaOmer. The Ein Kain V'Sofer Lo D'Zoven. This is the Sivoy by Sviras HaOmer is not the same as by Zoven Zova. Shehareim Rotsu Omdim Tumasom. If the Zoven Zova don't want to become Tahor, they can stay in their Toma. Elosh Lo Yishkechu. The Loshon of Svir by Zoven is just they shouldn't forget that. It's just to get to the sof of Shiva Yomim, but it's not that there's a din svira. V'chein, v'safarta l'cha b'yovel, so too v'safarta l'cha says by our pasuk b'yovel, is like Zoven, shet hizohir b'minyan, shelo tishkach. It's just to remember the minyan that you shouldn't forget. But there's no din svira b'peh by sviras ha'yovel, as long as it's on Ban Parshas Emor. By the way, when he says in Ratzu, omdim b'tumasam by Zoven, so others ask, so why is that svara to say there's no svira? There's, or even tapata from, that there's no svira and even tapata from a bracha. So others that ask, so by tefillah, you make a bracha on tefillah, even though imrotzu umdim b'tumasan. So why should imrotzu umdim b'tumasan be a hafka from svira and bracha? By tefillah you find there's any bracha. Al-Kopandin, the Ramban goes on and says, v'toras kohanim, v'safarta lecha b'bezdin. Torah's Kohanim, it says that the Svir of Yovel is Bebezdim. So Lachor, what he said before, that there's no Svir by Yovel, it's just that you shouldn't forget the Shanim, Lachor, it's a little bit difficult if Torah's Kohanim says that there's a Svir of Bedin in Bezdim. So instead of saying like he did before, that's Pashat, that there's no Svir of Yovel, no Din Svir, he says now Begerasafik, he says, V'lo Yadati, Im Lomar, it's Pshan Torah's Kohanim Sheyuhu Bezdin Hagadol Chayovin Lispor Shanim Vishvuos Birosh Kol Hashana. Bezdin has to make a Chiyuv Svira every beginning of every year. Ulavori Chaleim to make a Brocha Kemoshin Nasa Bisvira Sa'omer. Olomar, whereas all Torah's Kohanim means, is Sheyizoher Bezdin Biminyan Vikatrish Nasa Chamishan. All it means is also, like Raman says, just like I meant before, it's just that he shouldn't forget to be able to get the Shnas Chamishim, and this Chiyuv of not forgetting is Mutal on Bezdin. So Ramban went from Dover Vaday, that there's no Svir B'Yovel, to a Suffolk after he brought the Torah's Kohanim. And before that's what's going on, according to Torah's Kohanim, Yesh Nestapik, if there's a Svir B'Yovel or not. However, in Chinuch, on this mitzvah here, Mitzvah Shemlamed in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, this was Asay Kuf Mem, it's Mefurish that there is definitely a Din Svir by Svira Sayovel. The Lashon is Limnos Hashanim Sheva Shanim, to count every 7 years, Hashna Sayovel. He's going to say that's also the individual years in a second, but he says, Sheva Shanim every year, but in the sevens, because there's also a specific counting for the Shemitas. Zos Hasvira Hinim Seres, the Bezin Hagadol. Like the Torah's Kohanim, that it's Bezin HaGadol to do the Sphira, but Mefurish there's a Sphira. The Chinuch HaRambam is saying, V'chein hi ha-mitzvah Shehayu monim shana shana v'shavu v'shavu shashanim, count every year, every 7 years, ashna sayobel. Kemo sha'anu monim yimei ha'omer. The mamish mashve it to sviras ha'omer. Same way we have sviras ha'omer, so you also, madam, and say this inyan sviras ha'yobel like sviras ha'omer. How far to take it, we'll see in a bit. And the Rambam then brings a sifra that says, the Torah's Kohanim, that he can, that he says, Yachul yisfor sheva shmitim zachar zevi yasa yovel. Maybe only count 7, 14, 21, v'chulei, and not the individual years. Tamalomar sheva shanim sheva pa'amim. Each year individually. V'hu, loshen is, v'hu shen nimne hashanim b'yichud, v'nimne hashavuos yimon gamke. Count the years and the shavuos with it. So it's mucha from here, the Indian of Svira is not just they shouldn't forget, it's mucha that's then Svira by yovel. The Gro brings a raya l'inyan sviras haomer, l'inyan that Yovel is besvira dafka, and he's mash v'sviras haomer to sviras Yovel, and says that the way that you do shmitas v'shanim is like sviras haomer, and he points out there's a like we pointed out when we first read the pasuk, a richus loshen the pasuk, sheva shav shanim sheva shanim sheva pa'amim. So the Gro goes through each part of the pasuk and spells out how it's a raya to the way that they counted the yovlos is the exact same way we count sviras haomer, and the other rabba, we get our minhag to count sviras haomer from this pasuk of yovlos. So the Gro says, had the pasuk just said v'safarta lecha sheva shavso shanim, would have stopped there. Talking about Sviras Yovel. And it's a mitzvah if it's the Ramban is misupik if it's just Shlo Tishkach or if it's a Din Svira. The Rambam and Chinuch hold this Din Svira every year, every Shemitah. Bezin Nagadol has to count Shemitahs V'Yovlos. The Ramban is misupik about it. The Gro now was bringing a Raya for the way they counted Shemitahs V'Yovlos and the Indian Sviras Omer as well. So the Gro says, had the pasuk just said, there's a richas loshon in the pasuk, there's a farta lecha sheva shav so shanim sheva shanim sheva pa'amim. Vayu lecha yimei sheva shav so shanim teishim v'bam yishana. What's the richas of pasuk? So if it just would have stopped it, there's a farta lecha sheva shav so, left to go on, they would have thought just to count the shemitas and not the years by themselves. Tamalomar teisha v'bam yishana, at the end of the pasuk, he skips the end of the pasuk, teisha v'bam yishana, that you had to count the shanim individually as well. Then he says, but maybe if I just would have had that, I would have thought that on the 8th year, I would say that Bezin has to say this year is the 8th year Shehu Shmita Achas, but not that you have to say Shehu Shmita Achas V'Shana Achas. On that, the Gon says that based on the earlier in the pasuk of Sheva Shanim Sheva Pa'amim is Mashmo, that's Megala that you have to say Hayom Shmita Achas V'Shana Achas. Then he says, I might have thought I don't have to count the previous Shmitas that passed, only those Shmitas that we're in right now, Hashavu Azesh Shmita Shlishis, or something like that. So you medayik the entire pasuk that the way they counted the Yovel was the Moshul, let's say the 22nd year of the Yovel, they would say Hashana Shnas Esrim Eshtayim Shehem Shlal Shmitas Shana Achas the Yovel, I guess the Yovel. And the Gon says that this is the makor for the way that we count Sviras Omer from this pasuk mamish. This is the makor for how we count Sviras Omer. Adrava, Sviras Omer is learned out from Sviras from Yovel. And Lafuke Betor, the Torah brings a variety of shitas amongst other Rishonim of how Sviras Omer works. If it's, do you only count at the end of each week, you mention the weeks, but in the middle of the week you don't mention the weeks, or maybe you don't have to mention the days afterwards. Maybe you don't have to say, you just say the days and then the weeks, but nothing more. You don't have to go back on the days. And he's madcha all the shitas based on the deek of this pasuk. This pasuk is madgish, the exact way of how to count Yovel is the way we count Sviras HaOmer. So, and Yovel is learned out, he says, Loshen Gezer Shova is the piece I saw, that you learn out Sviras HaOmer from Yovel. So that's a raya for our minhag on how to count Sviras HaOmer. And, Yesh Lach, or the Chinuch and the Rambam, we said before, they have a Loshen of, they quote Torah's Kohanim that you count each year and each Shemitah by Yovel, Kemosh Anumon Sviras HaOmer. So there it's Adarabba, there it's Mashma, that from the Lashon Lachor, you can't say such a pshat, that Omer is learned out from Yovel. They say Yovel is counted like Sviras HaOmer, meaning Sviras HaOmer is the Pasha, and you're laying out Yovel from Sviras HaOmer. unless all they meant to say was that how do you count Sfiras Yovel? How do you count Yovel? The same way that we're known to count Sfiras Omer. But really, the way it really works is Sfiras Omer is learned out from Sfiras Yovel. Of course, not much that way, but Efshar Lidchos. Ad Heicham Hadvar Magiyim, that Sfiras Omer and Sfiras Yovel are Dome Zelazeh, where the Chinuch and Rambam say that Kemosh Anu Kum Sfiras Omer, and the Gra pulls out from the Pasuk the Inyan of Sfiras Omer as well, the way we count. So the Minchas Chinuch and Shin Lamed has a few sfeikas for Mitzvah Sfiras HaYovel. He says it's a mitzvah to count at the beginning of each year, Rosh Hashanah. Then he's Mechalik and says, why do we count at night by Sfiras Omer? Because of Tmimus. And why is it that we feel those shitas that if you miss a day you can't keep counting? Because of Tmimus. But Yovel doesn't say Tmimus. So Lechora, you can count in the middle of the year, Lechachila. And if Bez Megadol forgot 1 year to count, they can count the next year. There's no chisaron of Tmimus. Says in Echanami, also there's reason Magdinen. There's reason to count Mitchilas Hashana. But Mitzad, that Nekuda of Sfiras HaOmer, that you have to count from the beginning because it's Mimus, that doesn't exist. It's just a Milo's reason. It's not a Din Chachila Be'etza. So the Mechas Chinuch is learning that which we're Medamim, we learn out, which one from which, but that which you learn out, let's say Sfiras Yovel from Sfiras HaOmer, like the Pasha Mashmas of the Rambam and the Chinuch, is only regarding the Etzim Sfira, but not all the Dinim that follow through. You wouldn't apply to Mimus to Sfiras HaYovel, Mechas Chinuch says. As far as when to count the beginning of the year, so the Ravid in Torah's Kohanim says Leil Rosh Hashanah, Mamish the beginning, and others say Biyom. Okay. Now, so we quoted the Rambam before that said that there's another, besides for Sfiras Omer and Sfiras Yovel, there's another sphere of the Torah, the sphere of the Sefer Law. And there the Rambam said that there's no Din Sfira by Zovin, it's just Shiloh Tishkach to get to Sheva. There's no Din each Yom Hayom Yom Echad. You don't say that by Zovin. And he said, his Lashon was Imratzu Omdim Bitumosam. There's no reason that they have to become Tar. Hello, the whole reason of Sfira is Shiloh Tishkach. The Chinuch, amongst other Rishonim, ask the Kasha, what's Pshat that by Sfira Sa'omer and with Shitosa that Sfira Sa'yoko also is Din Sfira, why is there a Din Sfira there? But by Zovin, there's no sphere. That's why Frank Tachinach, and he says, it's Kabbalah Ibi Adena. That's the way Chazal Darsh in the Pasuk, that sphere by Omer and Yovel means Din Sphere, and by Zovin, it means that there's no Din Sphere, it's just Eich attempted to get to the Sofer and Shiloh Tishkach. That's Perish Mikubal in the Pasuk. And he says, and the dogma for this is from Anin Zechira. He says that Zechira sometimes can mean Belev, sometimes can mean Bepeh. Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim is Da'ak B'Peh, he says, not L'Kule Alma, and his other mitzvahs, like Zechiras Amalek, are enough B'Lev, even though by Mechamas Amalek he says it needs to be B'Peh, but this is an example where Zechira and Torah can mean B'Peh or B'Lev, so too here. A sphere can mean either a Din sphere or just Shiloh Tishkach. Now, and the Ramban wasn't bothered by that. Ramban said by Zovin and Rosh Omdim B'Tumasa, by Yovel he was so big, by Sfiras Omer he held as a Din HaKol Echad in this part. Now, the Chinuch and the Rambam, they don't mention anything about the Bracha by Yovel. The Ramban, the suffix of the Ramban mentioned, if there is a Din Sfira, there's also a Din Bracha. The Rambam and the Chinuch, which are Muchach, which is Din Sfira by Yovel, they don't mention anything about Bracha. And Lachor initially stopped. It's not bored just the fact that they're a mashmit, the din bracha, there's no bracha. The fact that they say Kemosh Anu Sfiras Omer, how far do you take it? The same way Mechas Chinuch was mitzvahpek, how far do you take it? After you take it, does that mean, why should bracha be any different? It's not pashan around, but it's din bracha or not. At least from this Rambam and Chinuch, maybe it's right from Mokum Acher. However, there's two Tosos that discuss this and really opens up the topic. Tosos and Ksuvas that find base. Aleph asks, why don't we make a bracha? Why doesn't the Zovin make a bracha on her sphere, like by Sfiras HaOmer? It says, V'yesh Lomar, Ein Mevarchim Ela B'Yovel, Shem Mevarchim Bezdin, B'Kol Shana, Shaliolam Yuchal Limbos Keseder, you always can count whatever you want by Yovel, Vechein Omer. Aval Zova Sheim Tira Tistor, if she sees them at the source of dominion, Ein Lo Limnos, she shouldn't count. Poshut reading of Tosfos is, there's a bracha by Sirius Omer, that's Poshut, there's also a bracha by, not only is there a minion, like the Chinuch Rambam, there's also a Chiyuv bracha on Bezin for Sirius Yovel. And for Zovin, Ein Lo Limnos, like the Ramban says, Kipshuto, like the Chinuch goes, that there's no stint sphere by Zovin. Mesorosha Shas, there's been signed Tosfos with Nachos and the Shalom. It says, instead of Ein Lo Limnos, Tzorch Lomor Ein Lo Levarich. This whole chiluk of Shemitira Tistor is the reason why she shouldn't make a bracha, be bracha l'matala, but liolam she should be sofer. It's quoting the Shlah, because the Shlah holds there's a chiyuv sphere by Zavah. L'chora, not like the Ramban. L'chora, not like the Chinuch. And they say not like the Tosos and Ksuvas, change the gear, so ain't no levarich. Tosos and Menachos, Taka says, Lashon in Menachos, Samechei, is by Yovel, Shema, Bezdin Sofer Mevarchim, it's not even Pashat. They have a sub, Tosas is something. If there's a bracha by Yovel, Shema, Sofer Mevarchim, sounds like even on the Svira there's a suffix, if there's a Ben Svira, but definitely on the bracha. Vizava, Ein Roy Levarich, because in Terah Tistor, Mashma, there is a Svira for a Zava. So, we have, comes out from this Machlokas, first of all, by Yovel, if there's a Chiyuv Svira by Yovel Bechlau. Also Machlokas, today is in Tosos, and other Rishonim, there's a bracha b'chala by Yovel. And by Zava, the Ramban and the Chinuch hold there's no Inyan Sfira, Lechora, just as that she shouldn't forget her minion. And Tosos and Suvis holds also like that, that there's Ein Lo Limnos, there's no Sfira by Zava, and Tosos and Menachos, and the Shlach hold there is a Chiyuv Sfira. They say Yom Yom Echad. So Chuvis Noda Behuda, Tenyona, Kuf Chachimel, Kuf Chachalad, he's Mayrich, Shitas HaShlach. And in these two Tosfosin, and Achronim after the Nodi Behuda also, and Tam says, the Vrehem is Kacha, that he says Pshat and Tosfos, Tosfos give a chiluk. What if I make a bracha by Yovel, Sfiras Omer, you don't make a bracha by Zava. He says, where does Tosfos come from with this? He says, it's a diuk in the Pasuk. Usvartem and Visafarta, by Sfiras Omer and Sfiras Yovel, L'chor Am Yusar. Had the Pasuk, had it been no Din Sfira, had the Pasuk just said, reach Chamishim Shana, reach Chamishim Yom. Kasher Yavru Teisha Rebaim Shana, then you have Shofar Shua B'chodesh, Shvilu B'kadesh, Shnasa Chamishim. Or V'yoma Chamishim. Why should the Pasuk mention Sfira? Bal Korchach Sfira is to say that there is a Chiyuv Sfira, by Sfiras Omer, middle of Brocha as well, or Suffolk Brocha, by Sfiras Omer and Sfiras Yom. By Zoho, had the Pasuk not mentioned Sfira, I had to say Sfira, because had not mentioned Sfira, I would think that you just count Shiva Yamin, whether she has Dam or not is irrelevant, and then, if not, so is her dominion. Al Korchach, that the Safarta, that the Sofralo by Zovin, is to be more on the Hashgacha that there should be no Dam, and it is not Meyusar to say that there's a mitzvah of Sfira. The Nabi Yehuda learns into the Pasuk, the Lashon of Sfira has to be coming to a Mora, that there is a, that if that is not Meyusar, without that I would think there's no reason I would think that it would be okay if she sees Dam, as long as she's Yoshev Sheva Yamin, Kamash Malam B'Safra, the Safra is Mora on that she should not see Dam. Chomer Cholok Nabi Yehuda, but that's how he explains Tosus' Chiluk between Yovel and Sfiras Omer to Zavin. It says that's Lashon of Tosfos. Tosos' Lashon was by Yovel. Liolam Yuchal Limnos Keseder. No matter what, you can count Yovelos and Sfiras Omer Beseder. What does that mean? Since there's no Inyan of Hashkach, there's nothing to check out by Yovelos and by Sfiras Omer, so there's no reason to have a Sphere. Al Korchach, the Lashon of Sphere is for a mitzvah. Ma'ashay came by Zavin, where you can't Yuchal Keseder, you can't be Mona Keseder, it could be that there's a, that there'll be Re'iyah, on their Sphere is not Musa for a mitzvah. Rather, it's coming Mashgiach. Then he brings the Chinuch and the Ramban, he brings the Chinuch and Ramban that there's no mitzvah of Sfira, the Chinuch that says in Pirish Mekubal by Zavin, there's no, doesn't mean to be Sofer, the Ramban also that says, Mosu Omdim et Tumasa. That's Nodi Bihuda, Tachos Yosef. Shuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger, and Simon Chav Tes through Simon Lamed Beis, he has four Shuvas, four of the most famous Shuvas he has, they're Lenin Ksiva Kedibor, that is written between his uncle to him and back and forth. So Chavtes is from his uncle, Laman is from him, Laman Aleph is from his uncle, and the Beis is from him. So his uncle brings the Ran at the end of Pesachim. Ran at the end of Pesachim talks a lot about Sfiras Omer, and he has one line there in the beginning, which you could easily look over and miss it, but he says, and the Taz Taka brings this in Havel Sfiras Omer, it says, Gemiri l'Rabbonon, the Sefarta, Svartam Gabe Omer, Hainu Lisbor, Masha'en Ken Shar Sviros, Kegon Yovel Vezova. The Ran learns before there's any of Svira by Sviros Omer, Masha'en Ken other Sviros, like Yovel, there's no Svira, and that's Gemiri, that's Lashon the Ramban, or the Ran rather, in the end of Sachem, Lachora, like the Ramban, that even that Sada the Ramban, that there's no Indian of Sphira by Yovelos, even though the Ramban had Sada to be Choser based on Torah's Konan, that Esher is Din Sphira, but he says there's no Din Sphira by Yovelos. Then, Kiveger's uncle, Wolf Eger, brought Tosos some Lachos, that says, Loshno Shem Mevarich al Yovel. After he brings Tosos, he says, Vegam Lomatsasi Berambam Helchoshmita be Yovel, Shehizkir Mized Mevarich. I didn't find anywhere in the Rambam that he says to make a bracha on it. We were specific about that before. It's in the Rambam, it's Din Sphira, there's a bracha. He says, Lo Matzasi, there's a bracha. And he says, a pshat behind it. Efshar, the Hainu Taimah, the Sphira Lake Moshikas of Haran. Maybe the Rambam held like the Ran. The Bishar Sphira, Chutz Mi Sphira Sa'omer, Ein Tharach Lahosi Besfaslan Haminyan. You don't need to say the Peh, the Minyan, and that's why there's no bracha. Which means to say is that the Machshav, the any of the Sphira, the Machshav is enough. That's what the Ran meant. The Sphira Sa'omer needs a Peh, everything else needs the Machshav, is what he's saying. And the Rambam learned that it's also the Machshava is enough, and therefore he can't make a bracha on it, and that's why the Rambam didn't mention bracha. So he's learning the Rambam, there's no bracha, and you don't need to be mona b'peh, which is a little bit difficult. It's not mufra, it's a little difficult. The Rambam brought the Torah's Konim, v'yachol, yimne shmita, all the shmitas and not the individual shonim, tamalomer, sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim, that you have to count each year. Okay, so that minion is b'machshava, the k'mashman of the psukim that you have to count each year. You could be yotzei even the machshava, you don't have to be moti the peh. And since it's nothing machshava, so you don't make a bracha on that. So Kiveger in Siman Lamed with Meshev says that's not what the Ran meant. Ran didn't mean Sfiras Omer is enough the peh, and the yovlos in Zavin is enough the machshava. The Ran meant that by Yovelos there's no din sphere of the Chal. Like, he doesn't say like the Ramban. I don't remember if he said like the Ramban. He said not like Tosfos that holds that by Yovel you make a bracha or suffix levarich. There's no sphere of Bechlal. Then in Siman Lamed Aleph, he asked him back. Ayin Hotzi Haran the Gemiri Lukach. If that's Shan the Ran, where did the Ran get this from? That Sfiras Omer, there is a din sphere, and by Sfiras Hayova and Zova not. Bishlam of Ladidi. That even by Yovel and Zova, he doesn't say Zova, but even by Yovel, there's a din sphere, it's just enough machshava. So great, so we're not being machalic between the spheres of the pasuk. But according to you, Kiveger, that sphere by Yovel is no din sphere. It's enough. It's just shel tishkach. That's what the Ran meant. And how could you machalik the pasuk in that way? So Siman Lamed Beis, Kiveger says back that Makor for the Ran was. Since we don't find anywhere Sviros Bebezdin, so Mechatesi that the Sphere of Yovel should be a Din Sphere, and that's what forced the Ran to say Gemiri, that by Yovel the Sphere was not a Din Sphere, it was just Shelo Yishvach. Luli Devir Kibbeiger, you could have said that what the Ran meant of Gemiri, that by Yovelos there's no Sphere of Bechlau was coming from the Chinuch. The Chinuch asked the Kasha. The Chinuch held that Sphere's Omer and Sphere's Yovel are in one category and Zavin are a different category. And that's what the Chiluk and the Psukkah. He says, Perish Makubal, the Sphere by these mitzvahs means one thing and by these mitzvahs means something else. The Ran also could have meant that and just put Sphere's Yovel in the same category of Zavin, that there's no Din Sphere by Yovel, like there's no Din Sphere by Zavin. Yovel and Zavin are Hainuha, regarding that. And Sphere's Omer has a Din Sphere. Ran could have meant like the Chinuch, or the Gemiri, the Loshon Gemiri, Perish Mekubal. I don't know why Kiveger was felt necessary that he had to say the Gemiri is Hukshel Ran, where do you find the sphere of Bethesda? That's the back and forth in Kibbe Eger. Lamaisa, you find like the, you find this is so about lack of sphere in Bezdin. The Cheskuni holds like a Ramban, like that one side of Ramban. Cheskuni holds the way Lamaisa, that there's no that by Sphere's Yovel there's no bracha. What's the reason there's no bracha? The Sphere's Omer says Lashon Sphere twice in the Pesukim. So one is for Bezdin, one's for Tzibur. In fact, it says by Tzibur it's reason to make a bracha. By Yovel only says Sphere once, and that's only on Bezdin. Since it only says in Bezdin, Eim Levarech. Since it's in Bezdin, there's no reason to make a bracha. Vega's applying that as well to the Etzem Sphere. We don't find Sphere in Bezdin, so that would be a makor for the Ran, a reason for the Ran to say that there's no Sphere by Yovel Bechla. Rav Moshe says a Chiddush. Rav Moshe is handling the Shlo in Yerodei Chel Gimel Seven and Hey, on Gimel, and he's married to the Shlo. He says, like the Shlo, he's not passing the mic, he says, like the Shlo, that by Zobah Chayav Lispor. He says, Adrabba, from the Ramban that we started off with, there's a Raya to the Shlo. Thompson, the very Ramban again was Sviras Omer. There's Chiyu Sviru, Chiyu Bracha. Zobin, Rotsu Omnim Tomasan, it's not a real Sviru Bechlal, just Shlo Yishkach, Uhudin Beyogil. And he had a suffix, based in Taurus Conan, that says there's a thin Sviru Yogil Bedestin. Does that mean that they have to be Mekadesh like Sviras Omer? They have to make a Bracha and do a Sviru and make a Bracha like Sviras Omer? Or Dilma just means it's Mutal Bezl Shlo Yishkach. And Moshe starts off saying there's a siyuah from this Ramban for the Shlo, that by Zovin there's a Chiyuv Sphira. He's not going like this. Ramban started off with saying Zovin is Pasha, there's no Sphira. Then the Ramban was Choser Shtekel and said, oh, Taurus Kohanim, I'm now Begetter Safik. Before Zovin, I'm now Begetter Safik. That which was Pasha to me, the Yovel is not in Sphira. Now, based on the Taurus Kohanim, maybe there's a Sphira, maybe it's not in Sphira. He wants to Mochiyah, but the Ramban Paskins, like the Zad, that there is a Chiyuv Bracha. And Chiyuv Sphira and Chiyuv Bracha by Yovel, from the fact that when the Rambam quotes this Chiyuv Sphira, the Ramban is not, both in Sefer Mitzvahs is not masik on him, and in his minyan Shachach Harav, Basof Sefer Mitzvahs, he's not holding on him. That's a right, Ramban passing like the Rambam, he's pushing himself like, but there is a Chiyuv Sphira by Yovel. So Hashem Moshe, oh, Hashem Moshe is Lahachi. So that Hanocha, that Zovin and Yovelos were in the same category, that Sphira is Shlo Yishkach, I no longer have a precedence for Zovin to be like Yovlos. If by Yovlos there is a din sphira, there's a chiyu sphira. So how can Zovin stand on its own of Shul Yishkach? It can't. Mimela, the same way that the sphira by Yovel is a din sphira, so to Zovin there's a din sphira. I've come to my reaction exactly. Because l'chor, this many chilukim. Based on everything we just said now, you can mechalik tuva. Afon yitachas ragov. I don't know what he meant, but I mean, I read the words. I don't. First of all, we see from the chinuch and from Tosfos the aspekasha, maishno zovin from Yovlos, and they gave different tibbutz. Right, the chinuch said perish makobol, but sphere means one thing here and one thing there, and Tosfos said. The Olam by Yovel will always be considered, the minion won't change, so even the Ramban changed the Maisel of Asof by Yovel's and Din Svira. So maybe that's Davka, because that's what the word Svira means there, like the Chinuch says, or maybe that's Davka because there's no Kashash of Shemeter of Atistor, which is only by Zovin, maybe those things still apply. Furthermore, the Ramban himself said, "Motzu omdim betumasam." There's no reason to be so for motzu omdim betumasam, and that far does not apply by Yovlos. In other words, there is two things that were compelling in the Ramban that Zovin don't have din sphira. A, maybe as the post means, it's just Shlo Tishkach. There's no reason to say differently. And furthermore, "Motzu omdim betumasam." That reason of "Motzu omdim betumasam" still applies to Maskana. So maybe sphira of the post there still means Shlo Tishkach. Furthermore. And the Ramban himself, after this piece we just read, he's mashva Sphiras Omer to Sphiras Yovel. He's putting them in the same category. Efshar Tzadka Sphiras Omer to Sphiras Yovel, they're in the same category. But Zovin stands on his own. It's just Shlo Yishkach. Tzarechin, I don't know why, how it's so mucha from this Ramban, the other Rabbah, there's a riot to the Shlo. Okay, that's the mitzvah of Sphiras HaYovel. A chilek nosaf to this, and the same in this pasuk, is Machlokas Yehud and Rabbanon about minyan of Yovlos. Okay, it comes up in Shoshana, Orachin, Nedarim. We mentioned this a different time. It says, part of the Shalach, Ba'alu Chamushim, said that there's Lashon Chamushim, Zohar says a Chamishim Yovlos. The left in Sitzim Shem was a Chamishim Yovlos. 50 times 50 is 2,500. They left 2,448. So, there's a Shalach, Meir that it's, really, they left 2,451. It's after 49 Yovlos, like Shittas of Yehuda, that each Yovlos is only 49 years.
50 Yovlos.
I mean, it's 50 years. 49-year Yovlos, right? Even the Torah says 50 years. What it means is all the Yovlos are chilek of, meaning so Yovlos is 50th year, and then that's also the first year of the next Cheshbon. So the next one's 99, and then 148, b'chulei. That's the Cheshbon of Yehuda. So now, Shita Yerushalmi is not like this. Know this at the time, but it's, probably it is, at least sometimes in the Bible, Yerushalmi is not like this. Shita Yerushalmi is, in Yehuda also, you count, it's 50, 100, 150 is how Yovlos work. The chiluk is that olu l'kan l'kan means from the yovel olu l'kan l'kan is it works for yovel, which is yovel works for yovel, and olu l'shmita that it's you count it regarding shmitas. Behind them, the first time you had yovel, so what happened? The 49th year was shmita, the 50th year was yovel. The kulei alma is that 50th year a chiluk of the chesh from the shmita? Yes or no? It's not chiluk to be the rabbanon. The rabbanon hold it's not. So year 57 will be shmita, 64 of the kulei. Yehuda holds 56 is already Shemitah, because from 49 to 56, and even though 50 was Yovel, that's still a chelik of the minyan for Shemitah. That's the machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Is year 50 part of the Cheshbon or not? But Liolam, we'll see later what the Yishalmi is, hopefully we'll get to it, that in Rabbi Yehuda, really you count 50 years. There's 49 in between, so it's 50, 100, 150, 200. Now, so that means, according to Ban, every year after Shemitah is going to be a Yovel. 49 is Shemitah, 50 is Yovel. And the Rabbanon, where 50 is not a chelik of the Shemitah, so it's 57. Do the Cheshbon, 57, 64, etc. Get to 99 will be Shemitah, and 100 is Yovel. Yovel always follows Shemitah in the Rabbanon. In Rabbi Yehuda, had you held like the Zohar, the Bavli, that it's every 49 years Batsim, we would have had this cheshbon also that Yovel falls after every Shemitah. Because even though Shemitah now comes in 56 instead of 57, so Shemitah will end up coming in 98 and not 99, but Yovel will be 99. Because every 49 years Batim is Yovel. And that point won't change in the Yehuda Rabbanan. But the Lefidus Yerushalmi, that really is 50 years in between the Lefidus Yehuda as well, it's going to come out that year 98 is Shemitah, and year 50 is Yovel. And every 50 years, the cycle will, year 100 is Yovel. Every 50 years, the cycle will continue this way. 147 will be Shemitah, and 150 will be Yovel. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Yerushalmi, that you count 50 years in between. This is a chiluk between Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, which is very fascinating. In the Dorm, Gemara says as follows. Gemara brings the chiluk of Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asks Rabbanan, Shteit in Pasuk, Sheishonim Tizra Sadecho, Vein Kanela Chomesh. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, the year 56 was Shemitah, instead of 57 like Rabbanan, you only have 5 years of Avodah. Because 49 was Shemitah, 50 was Yovel, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 5 years of Avodah. 56 is already Shemitah. Shteit in Torah, Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha. Yehuda says back, Ulu Tamech, the Brechem, the Brocha of the Ostas at Tfuah, the Shalosh Shanim, you have Tfuah for Shalosh Shanim, right, in your sixth, Tfuah of year six lasts for year six, lasts for Shemitah of seven until the Ksira of year eight. The Feeder of Banam, it's going to be 4 years, because you have year 48 lasts for 48, 49 is Shemitah, 50 is Yovel, 51 Tol Ksira. Gemara says, hello, the Pesukim are talking about not during the Yovel years, and that answers for both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. But Lechora, there's a big Ha'or in the Gemara. This Kashmir Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbanan of Gimel Shanim, Lechora it's Arba Shanim. That was the Kashmir of Yenitfuah for Arba Shanim. If you learn like Shitas HaBavli, that in Rabbi Yehuda, there's only 48 years between each Yovel, meaning year 50, then 99, then 148. The Kasha is Shver in Rabbi Yehuda as well, because 98 was Shemitah, 99 was Yovel, it will always be Yovel, it will only count 49 years instead of 50 years, what we call 49, really it's 50 to 49, and you're going to need Tua for 4 years as well. That's a Raya. So the Meshech Chachma says, this is Meshech Chachma here in Or Sameach, Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel Perek Yud, this is a Raya to learn at least in this Gemara, like the Yerushalmi. Because if Yovel doesn't follow Shemitah, so true, you will have some years where you need a bracha for 4 years. The Moshul, the first time. 48 will need to last 49, 50, 51, that's the tribute as well. But the next time around, when Shemitah is 98 and Yovel is 100, you don't need a bracha for Arbishana Mitzufos. And in the next 50th cycle, Yov will be 3 years removed from Shemitah, the Chule. The Kitzur, this Nukuda will only, to have the bracha for 4 years instead of three will only be once every 350 years will be necessary. Once every 7 cycles. So that's why it's more of a kasha on the Rabbanon than your Yehuda. So this Gemara works well with Shitas HaYushalmi in Rabbanon and Yehuda. So it's like Mesha Chochma. Now, what is the Yushalmi? Gemara says, Yushalmi brings the Eved Ivri, as you'll say, the Yovel, so it says, Sheshan of Yavel, Rashvi is Yetze. Gemara is a Hatmina, maybe it's not Shvi Islam Mechir, but it's every Shemitah. Every Shemitah, the Eved Ivri goes out. Yushalmi says, first as a Teres, Xeris Akasu, Rashvi is Yetze. If you really meant Shemitah, say, the Shvi is Yetze. What do Rashvi is? Okay. Then the Yushalmi is a different Teres. If you think it goes out, that every Shemitah, how do you ever find Yovel, how do you ever find the pasuk, the psukim of an Eved Ivri going out, the Yovel? And so more explains, I mean, this is Kashas Kedir Rabbanon, right? Because let's take the first year. So Shemitah will be in year 49, the Eved goes out. Next year is Yovel, 50. He's not going to be sold. If he goes out in Yovel, he definitely can't be sold in Yovel. So what's the Hecha Timsa for an Eved Ivri to ever go out in Yovel? He always will be going out with Shemitah first. So that's the Gemara wanted to be Madcha the Rav. The Gemara says, and Bal Korcha, Vashvi'is means,
He doesn't go out the 49th year, the Shemitah, if you get the year first.
But Nerzaim, Gemara Madcha, Machalik between Nerzaim and not Nerzaim afterwards. But at this point, the Gemara just assumes all.
He got bought in the last 7 years, like, he got bought a year 50, year 45, he became an Eved or something.
Year 45, he became an Eved, so. Yeah, they're going to go out on Shviz and Shemitah 49, and there's no Hecha Timsa for Yovel to be Mafgia. Yishami said that's only for your Rabbanon. If you're Yehuda, the Kasha is still Shver, the Hainu maybe Shviz, but if it means that goes out in Shemitah, and I have no Kimta for Yovel's. You know when? Many times. Yovel will fall before Shemitah many times, because if you're Yehuda, Yovel can fall before Shemitah. Yovel doesn't have to fall 1 year after Shemitah, Yovel can fall anywhere in the Cheshvan. It depends on which 50 years we're in right now. As they look at the Yushalmi, that's, again, this is the Shitas Yushalmi that Rabbi Yehuda, you count 50 years in between, not 49. And it comes out with Yizeh, that Yovel can fall out at any point in between, and at any point, it doesn't have to be Davka after Shemitah, and that's a Hechatim, so where you could have thought that the Nebbi goes out the Shemitah Mamish, and still have a Hechatim, where you can go out the Yovel. The Yizeh, Meshach Hoffman's favor, the Kfeilus of our Pasuk, when Matthew the Pasuk, when Gross said the Kfeilus of the Pasuk, he says, Sheva shapso shonim, sheva shonim sheva pamim. Sheva shapso shonim means that Yovel falls after sheva shapso shonim, which means sheva shmitos. I can have sheva shmitos in 48 years. In Rabbi Yehuda, the Moshe. Take that first case. 50 was Yovel. Count sheva shmitos later. You're at year 98. Now you have Yovel. You're at year 99. Okay, that was Shita Babi. There's only 48 years in between. But the fee that you shall meet that holds stock, you need 50 years in between. So that's the Hemshech HaPasuk. Sheva Shalom Sheva Ba'amim. 7 times 7 is 49. It's not enough to have Yovel after Sheva Shmitos. Because then Yovel will be in year 99. It needs to fall after 49 years, which is year 99, and then Yovel comes in year 100. That's the Kfeilus HaPasuk. That's not just that there's two Dinim Yovel. It falls out after 7 Shmitas, and it falls out after 49 years. The fear of you. I mean, that's how Rabbi Yehuda would be a type of puzzle. Rabbanan, you say something else. And he's Masber Lefizah, that this Machlokas, he says, this Machlokas about how to count is not just an issue of Minyan, it's Be'etzim Be'ikar Yeso Dine Yovel, there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Rabbanan, that comes out from the Machlokas Kabisphira. There's a Torah calling them Machlokas, Rabbi Rabbanan. Is there, do you keep Yovel if you didn't keep Shemitos? The Rabbanan says no. Yehuda say yes. So it's Masber. It's beautiful. Because in the Rabbanon, Yovel always falls out after Shemitah. So the Rabbanon hold that if you don't keep Shemitah, there's no mitzvah of Yovel. Yovel's totally in Shemitah. Yovel always falls out 1 year after Shemitah. You're 50, you're 49 Shemitah, you're 50 was Yovel. Year 99 is going to be Shemitah, Lefiyas Cheshbon, that you have to skip the year of Yovel, and year 100 is Yovel. V'chein l'hala. But in the Rabbi Yehuda, the year 98 is Shemitah, and year 100 is Yovel. And next year it'll be 147, 150. And Yovel is not the year after Shemitah. It's not totally as a bizarre. Even if you don't keep the Shemitahs, Shemitah should be through the Torah's Kohen. If you don't keep the Shemitah, you keep Yovel. because Hagufa. You see from his Shita, that's the Chachma, that's Mazda, why they hold it this way. Because you see from his Shita, by Shemitah's and Yovel, that Yovel's not telling in Shemitah. Yovel is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. I don't know how to say it. I don't know if they'd have a machlokas and minyan ha-mitzvahs. I don't know how far I take it, but Yovel works differently in Yovel and Yehuda. That's the Yisod that comes out, at least looking at the minyan in the Yerushalmi. Shekin the Bavli, Yehuda comes out very similar to the Rabbanan. It's just the machlokas over if you count it for Shemitah. But if the Bavli, Yovel always comes out after Shemitah of the Yehuda. This happens only in the Yerushalmi. So this is Mesha Chachma here, and Orsa Mea Chachma, Perik Yod. Awesome. Okay.